What do you call meat from the side of a hog, but salted but not smoked?
I guess you'd call it side bacon. I don't know.
Do you have any other names for it besides side bacon?
Would that be slab bacon?
I'm not that much up on hog.
Well, I'm not either. We don't use too much hog.
Well, I'm going to ask you another question about hogs anyway. What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog jowl and hog's head and things like that?
Oh, that's cheese. That's it seemed like there's another name before. We always called it hog head cheese.
Well, have you heard people call it souse meat or pressed
yes,
meat?
Yes, I have.
And would that be the same thing as the hog head cheese?
Yes, same thing.
Do you remember what your parents called it?
They called it hog head cheese. My parents did. Okay.
What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a peach?
Seed, the kernel.
And what about the same thing in a cherry?
I guess it'd be called the same thing, wouldn't it?
Okay. What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
I call that a clingstone, I guess.
And what about one whose meat comes away easily?
That's a freestone.
What are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
Well, the snap beans.
And what about beans that do have to be shelled?
You mean the names of them?
Uh-huh.
Well, they're what we call butter bean, and then there's a English, of course that's peas, and there's a butter pea that's in between a bean and a pea. And then there's that Kentucky Wonder. Valentine bean, usually they have to be shelled.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a variety of names in that.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that people eat?
Well, you don't eat the top of the beets, do you?
Well, I don't know. Some people do, I think.
Well, they might, but we never did.
Well, what do you call the tops of turnips?
Call them greens, turnip greens.
What do you call corn that's shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Roasting ears, I reckon, I guess. Don't know why they call it roasting, though, when they boil, they.
Yeah. What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
Oh, my. That's a skunk.
Have you ever had any dealings with skunks?
I never have, only that a neighbor has one that's a pet up here.
For heaven's sake.
And they've had it de-skunked, I guess you might call it.
Uh-huh.
You can have that done and they make cute little pets.
They're pretty things.
Yeah, sure.
What do you call a little creature that lives near the water and it just hops along the ground?
Live near the water?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's not many of them around here, I don't believe.
Maybe about this big around.
Kind of leathery skin, he goes, garoo, garoo.
Is that, you don't mean something like a squirrel or a rabbit?
No, this one doesn't have fur on it.
Eats flies. Goes hop, hop, hop.
Well, now there's a little flying squirrel, but he doesn't necessarily stay near the water.
No, this is another kind of animal. One that
some of them in the springtime go
oh, you mean a frog?
Yeah.
My goodness.
Getting a whole orchestra going in here. Well, do you have a particular name for the same kind of thing that lives on the land?
Yeah. He's a frog, but a toad, rather.
Okay.
Frog.